Of the plague, they also like to go to Florida for the winter. They don't like cold weather. They don't exist in the cold weather. And therefore, during the months of January, February, and March, the plague abated. But with the coming of spring and warmer weather, the plague started anew with even greater ferocity and spread all over Europe. Again, no one knew the reason for the plague. However, certain ideas developed. I'd like to discuss some of them tonight. All of them impinged upon the Jews, by the way. It's if for the rest of Europe the plague was the Black Death, for the Jews it was the Black Death squared or cubed. It's probably the single most horrible chapter in medieval Jewish history, which, as we see, is a pretty great litany of troubles anyway. One reason that was ascribed to the plague was that it was the wrath of God. You're living in a very religious society, fanatically religious society, and the plague was always seen, therefore, as being God's scourge upon man, one of the ways of God getting even, so to speak, punishing man. And this especially is confirmed in Christian mythology with the idea of the four horsemen of the apocalypse, one of whom is pestilence. And this horseman of pestilence was their interpretation of the plague. Now, why should God be angry at Christian Europe? Some said God was angry because of the corruption of the church. But you can be certain that the church did not say that. That would not be a preachable sermon in church on Sunday morning. Others said that God's anger was because of the divisiveness which existed within Christian Europe. Well, that was true. England and France were in the midst of fighting a war that would last 100 years. Germany and Italy and the Papal States and the Kingdom of Naples and Sicily all were at each other's throats constantly. Constant war, constant robbery and pillage. So therefore, the plague was the great leveler, was meant to restore peace between the nations. Others said that the plague was the punishment for the Christians not pursuing the Crusades to its utmost, to really forcing the issue and destroying the Muslims and evicting them from Palestine. However, it takes two to tango. The Muslims were not in agreement to be evicted. In fact, they resisted, and they resisted very capably. And the Christians had little, if no chance, by the 14th century, of getting the Muslims out of Palestine. In fact, the entire idea of the Crusades had waned. There were no more stalwarts for new Crusades. So therefore, what was the wrath of God about? So there arose a new idea based upon ancient enmity of the Jews. And the new idea was that the wrath of God was because the Christians had suffered and allowed the Jews to live in their midst as Jews and allowed them to have Jewish communities and Jewish houses of learning and to develop a Jewish life. And that was the reason for God's wrath. Now, that's an ingenious reason, but we're talking about ingenious times. It was a reason that was acceptable. And therefore, in many communities throughout Christian Europe, the formula the prescription for saving the community from